At no time in the last 25 years has the future been more uncertain and the world more dangerous than it is today. On three points, we must be clear. First, our country has entered a time of testing, and our political leadership is failing the test. The American people see a president who bows to political correctness, in denial of the threats that we face, making grave miscalculations that make the world less safe. Now, this administration's incompetence in Iraq and Syria have allowed the emergence of ISIS. They're in American tanks, they're using American weapons, and ISIS began taking cities that just a few years ago were secured by American blood. Now, let's be very, very clear about who ISIS is, what they represent. They are a religious movement that seeks to take the world back to the 7th century. Their aims are apocalyptic. They mean to cleanse the world, not just of Christians and Jews, but of Muslims who disagree with their extreme ideology. And it is their stated vow to kill as many Americans as possible. It's time. It is time for the American people to hear the truth. The president declared in the State of the Union that the advance of ISIS has been stopped, and that is simply not true. He says that ISIS is a religious movement. Again, he's simply wrong. To deny the fundamental religious nature of the threat and to downplay the seriousness of it is naive, it is dangerous, and it is misguided. ISIS represents the worst threat to freedom since communism.